The popular uprising in Egypt has had a much more peaceful outcome so far. Things are back to normal in Cairo's now famous Tahrir Square. Still, across the Egyptian capital, unrest has rocked college campuses. The military police broke up the largest gathering last week, leaving more than a dozen people hospitalized. NPR's Deborah Amos reports from Cairo.
Within a day of the military police crackdown on the campus of Cairo University, students resume their protest. They aim to oust university leaders appointed by the former Mubarak regime, says Mahmoud Sami, a business major and part of the protest group.
We had a protest yesterday in front of the main building that has the office of the dean, and they wanted him out.
Sami makes his reasons clear.
Because he's a spy for the system.
Other students listening in laugh at this bold statement. Branding a university dean a spy or an agent would have been unthinkable before the January revolution. But students have a legitimate complaint, says Dina Shahata, a senior researcher at the Al Aram Center for Political and Strategic Studies. By law, top university officials were all appointed by former President Mubarak.
So what happened is that most of the deans and most of the big faculties at Cairo University are very close to the ruling party or part of the ruling party. Well, it was one of the strategies used to control student mobilization.
The National Democratic Party, the ruling party of Egypt, collapsed from the top when the leadership resigned during the protests that toppled the president. But much of the system is still in place. Dental student Ahmed Leilani has been protesting at Ain Shams, Egypt's second largest state university, to force the university president to step down.
Well, actually, he is one of the main corrupted corners in Egypt.
Leilani wants him out for what he says was past treatment of politically active students.
He used to prevent them from entering exams and not to go to university because they are part of political movement or something. So yes, he is a part of the security system.
Students are just one group in a hurry for change, says Nabil Fahmy, a former ambassador and the dean of the School of Public Affairs at American University in Cairo.
Understandable. I'm not sure it's reasonable, though. Anybody from 35 to 60 has been working within the Mubarak regime for a while in the larger sense. It doesn't mean they're all good or they're all bad. Their complaint is legitimate, but it's not reasonable because you can't throw everybody out.
When military police broke up the demonstrations at Cairo University, they used tasers and cattle prods, according to Egyptian human rights groups that documented the hospital cases. The military council has acknowledged the reports and promised to investigate, including charges the military conducted humiliating virginity tests on women arrested in earlier demonstrations. The promise of an investigation was seen as a concession. And students seem determined to keep up the pressure and have won some victories. Protesters expelled from a private university were reinstated this week and allowed to organize the first student union. But these are small steps, says Dina Shahata.
I think many people are frustrated because they feel there was this big revolution. Many people have died. Many people were wounded. And it hasn't led to any real change of any sort.
Protests outside the university are picking up momentum. There's a call from bloggers and activists for a million Egyptians to come to Tahrir Square on Friday, where the protest movement began. It comes at a time when Egypt's military council is sending another message, that Egyptians should get off the street and start building the country and prepare for a parliamentary election in 6 months' time. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Cairo.